Support for this program is provided by NPR member stations and the National Public Radio Remedial Writing Workshop Fund. Contributors include the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Reese's Corporation, makers of Philadelphia Scrapple featuring fully cleaned and boned pork heads, Melrose Bob's New York Club, new attitude, new behavior. For the coverage of big events, Morton Thiokol, manufacturers of darn big things, and the Dom Casual Trust. This program is a production of Kick Me Hard Productions, which is begrudgingly responsible for its content.
Jeez, I must have been crawling around in these heating ducts for 2 weeks. I haven't had anything to eat except dust balls and cleaning products. I wonder why no one's come to rescue me. Wait a minute. I must be near the front office. I can hear Dave Stuckey.
So then Crash falls down the wall between the control room and the studio, right? And you can hear him pounding on the wall and screaming for help.
Dave, help! I'm stuck in the wall.
Oh, it's Dave. A great running gag. They ought to be able to get weeks of material out of it. And then they... Wait a minute. What's that noise?
It's coming from the ventilator. Over there.
Cratch, what are you doing in there?
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. I've been stuck in here for weeks. Help me out of here, okay?
Hello, Dave. How you been? Crash, it's good to see you. What are you doing in there, Crash?
Well, I've been stuck in the ventilator shaft for 2 weeks.
Crash, let me explain something to you. That was a gag, a bit, you know, shtick. You weren't really stuck in the wall. We did the whole thing with sound effects and stuff.
Well, nobody told me anything about it. Help me out of here, will you?
I'd like to help you out, Crash, but we're going to continue the gag on the show this week, so you're just going to have to go back in there.
Well, hold on a second. If we did all that stuff with sound effects last time, why do I have to go back in here?
Realism, Crash. This is a professional operation.
We want to give our listeners the best show possible.
But I'm starving. I haven't had anything to eat in 2 weeks.
Okay, look, here's a bag of Cheetos. Yeah, it's a crunchy style. That'll hold you for, well, at least for the show. Here.
But don't we have any cup of soup?
Just the crab flavor.
Yeah, and that's a crab with a queso. It's back you go. Okay?
No, I don't want to go. I hate Cheetos. Please, I don't want to go back to the wall.
Now from the dating capital of the world, we invite you to ride shotgun down the highway of hits to take the last double clutch and A-train from Boss City. This is the Cool and the Crazy radio program. We're coming to you live from the new SpongeRubber Hall with your humble and gracious host, the incomparable Art Fraud, and yours truly, Vic Tripp, here to blow your mind and clean up your face and, well, get you to the world on time. Tonight, the cherry moon shines on those who dance to a different drum, the Jerks, the Surfing Birds, and the Soul Twisters of all time. Yes, the hippest record hop in the Southland continues with the Animals, Fleshtones, Rascals, Ronnie and the Pomona Casuals, the Fleshtones, Mink DeVille, Left Bank, and so many more. We've also got another gigantic album giveaway, another vivacious visit to Gee's Corner featuring Corgi Pudel, and those continuing adventures of Crash Kavanaugh. And hey, how about those song dedications, too? If you're inclined, why not blow some minds with yours? The number here, 450-3524. Remember, it's great when you dedicate in the 213 area. You call now, 450-3524. Yes, Rob Lowe and Demi Moore mean even less if you know the score. It's not enough to have the look. When you walk and talk, you gotta cook.
All right. Good morning, folks. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby. And today I have my special guest, Jean Scolati. Say hello, Jean.
Hi.
So you're going to need to talk in a little bit more. So you just heard a little excerpt or the beginning of a show, The Cool and the Crazy, which was on KCRW-FM Santa Monica from 1984 to 1988. And let's see, that bit was from 7/12/1986, so that was kind of in the middle of your show.
Right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that, or do you want me to give a little bio about yourself before we get started?
A little bio, I suppose.
Okay, let's give a little information about Gene, just for those who may, who may not know Gene. Let's see. He's the author, guest/editor of the catalog of Cool, Too Cool, the 100 best-selling albums of the 60s, and with Davin C, if I'm saying that correctly.
Davin
C. Sorry about that. San Francisco Nights, a psychedelic music trip. With Ron Spencer, he co-hosted and produced the radio shows The Cool and the Crazy, like I said, KCRW FM, Santa Monica from 84 to 88, and Unprovoked Attack, KPFK Los Angeles, 79 to 1980. He was a contributor to both Mojo Navigator and Crawdaddy in their 1960s heydays. Gene has subsequently written for Cream, the Los Angeles Times, and numerous other publications like Los Angeles City Beat, which we'll talk about that article, which yours truly was mentioned in, talking about rock and roll internet radio shows. He has been the editor of Radio and Records and editorial director for Warner Brothers Records, where he oversaw the label's publication Circular and Wax Paper. And then between 1991 and 2003, he was director of special issues at Billboard. And then most recently, Gene was appointed managing editor of The Late Ice Magazine, which is not around anymore, unfortunately. So, yes. Gene.
Well, that show was the second show that Ron Spencer and I did under assumed names. In that show, Ron was Art Fraud and I was Vic Tripp. But before that, we had done the Unprovoked Attack show on KPFK as Art Damage and Chuck Steak.
Mm-hmm.
And that was largely a punk rock and oldie show. And this show was sort of, I guess, more early rock and roll, and I guess the proportions were reversed. I mean, less modern music and more older vintage music.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was always to try to make it sound, you know, like an affectionate parody of Top 40 from when we grew up in the 60s and 50s.
Well, how did you first, why don't you tell me how you came to Los Angeles, and did it have anything to do with the music? Because you're from Northern California, correct?
Yeah. A bunch of guys that I knew in Northern California, namely Greg Shaw, who started put the Bomp and Bomp Records and stuff, moved down here and got involved in the record business because we were all sort of music freaks from up there. So I came down here in 73 and did that and got into the business.
Sorry. Well, let's see. Did you have any formal training or just listening to other disc jockeys? And I know I had asked you to bring some air checks of disc jockeys that really influenced you. But I mean, maybe you want to go into where you were getting your kind of influences. Because we'll definitely play some more of The Cool and the Crazy and Unprovoked Attack. And the show will be, I'll be spinning some stuff. But I just wanted to say that it seems like you have the non sequiturs and parodies and your kind of aesthetics in your radio program, i.e. maybe like Mad Magazine or Television or Comedy Records. You know, so what were you pulling from other than trying to be like the old radio shows?
All those things are right. Ron and I both came from the same cultural place, so Mad Magazine and 50s TV and all those things, and even SCTV from the 80s, all those things were sort of part of the mix. I grew up in the Bay Area, so the people I grew up with were on Top 40 stations then, like Tom Donahue and Bob Mitchell at KYA, who just were the greatest as far as I'm concerned. And then later you'd hear all these other people from Philadelphia and Los Angeles, you know, different styles. Ron grew up in New Jersey, so he actually heard Mad Daddy back in the day and Murray the K, which is just, I can't imagine how great that must have been just to hear them live, you know.
Right.
So all those were influences.
Okay. Well, I don't know, maybe let's jump into some more just so people who may not be familiar with The Cool and the Crazy and Unprovoked Attack. Let me just cue up a bit. Come on. Okay, let's see. I wanted to pull something. This is actually from Unprovoked Attack, which the CDs that you gave me, it didn't have any date, so I'm not quite sure, but roughly anywhere from 79 to 80, because you were only on for a couple of years. This is your Dr. Ledes. Is that how we pronounce him? Yeah,
yeah.
I think he was a guest on the show briefly. So this is a little bit with him, and it has some music in it, so people can get an idea of Unprovoked Attack for those who didn't know it, and then maybe we can just kick into some music for those people who are tuning into Lost in Paradise for music. And then we'll come back, and again, we can hear more from Gene. We'll talk about the shows, and we'll play some more from The Cool and the Crazy, as well as spin some tunes. You're Lost in Paradise with yours, Tuliangelo Baby, here at killradio.org, and you can tune into my show every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Most of the time, you can tune in anytime or at your leisure by checking out the archived shows. But let's see. Next up, let me just cue up my Ghetto Fabulous CD player here. We'll get an excerpt from, let's see, Unprovoked Attack. Let's see. Okay, so here we go. This is a bit from Unprovoked Attack with Dr. Ladas, one of their kind of bogus characters, or maybe not. So here we go.
That's right. You know, from time to time, we do have a special guest on the Hip Show, on the Boss Show in Los Angeles here, and we got one tonight. I don't know where this cat came from, although I understand he's a personal friend of Jim Bob, so that tells you a little bit, about him. I want to introduce him right now from the University of California at Magic Mountain, Dr. William Ladas. Is that correct?
That's right.
Ladas?
Ladas. Ladas. Exactly.
You are
Is that a professionally trained voice you have? Or?
That's my own voice. I this understand is the voice you fellas are a little rude to guests on the show.
No, I don't want to give you that idea.
You just throw anything
I just want to know, like, if you wake up in the morning, if that's your voice.
Yeah.
Dr. Ladas, you're a record collector, you're a critic.
I am.
You do everything. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth.
Yes, that's the first thing
with that voice.
And then I listen to my record collection.
And you're known as a guy that has... How big is your collection?
Oh, I wouldn't begin to count.
Too big,
it, you
too
know.
Big.
It's too big for
too big.
My home.
And what you've done tonight, you've brought a couple of special records for us to hear. These are rare, esoteric records of a nature that you probably wouldn't hear on any other show in Los Angeles this or any other night. Is that correct, Doctor?
Yes, dear.
Doctor, your mortarboard is getting in the way.
I'm sorry, dear.
It's a nice tassel, though.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bring these records. I don't like these records.
I don't like you, but that's all right.
Thank you.
If you're willing to give a little, I'm willing to give a little.
All right.
You collect them, and what have you brought for us tonight, Doctor?
I got the record called Big Machine.
Big Machine?
Big Machine.
It's on the Big West
label. We repeat everything here on the Unprovoked Attack Show. Big Machine.
Big Machine. Very
good, very good. You're
catching on. California.
Doctor, I want to ask you, how often do you shave?
I thought I was a... Are you? Is this a personal attack? I know
the name of the show
is something about attacks, but I'm just here in the good graces of
Doctor,
God
what do you do? I want to ask this a personal question, but I think our listeners want to know, Doctor, do you swing with the unscented or the natural scent, or do you use a scent as far as perspiration and deodorant?
I noticed a Cody Nuance set in his plug-in.
Why do you think it is that girls go to the bathroom together, Doctor?
Do you have any ideas about that, Doctor?
I think this is
objectionable. All right, let's play this guy's record. I mean, if he's got nothing to say. If you don't squawk, you got to walk. You know what I mean?
You can shut up now, Professor.
All right, Doctor.
We're going to be playing your record.
One of the doctor's records.
We really don't like it very much.
Happened. I think the doctor has brought, it shows you just a close affinity between Dr. Ladas and Jim Bob. These cats are two of a kind, man.
Get them together and anything's liable to happen.
From. That's what happens when they're swinging up there at Magic Mountain. Are we ready there, Jim Bob? Man, I want to tell you, what do you got in your ears out there? I don't know.
Toothpicks all over the scene. It's a big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline. No gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. To the middle of the block, we were neck and neck, and I saw that fire coming out of the deck. I looked over my shoulder, and my heart skipped a beat. The sidewalk was
on at Silver Street. Big machine.
It's a big machine.
They don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. When we hit the freeway, we were moving pretty fast, and I saw that roadster begin to pass. But he wasn't thinking one thing, he forgot. I lowered a cannon and I fired off a shot.
It's a bad machine.
It don't use gasoline.
No gasoline, no gasoline.
It's a big M60 tank. It's a big M60 tank.
It's a
terrible big M60 tank.
Swing caller.
Yeah, you guys are coming commercial, man. You got an ad in the L.A. Times. Did you see that?
We wrote it ourselves.
No, you mean we had a little mention in a column.
I know. It's great, though.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
we were just getting famous.
I hope somebody listens, you know?
I would like to clear up one thing, though. It said that we used pseudonyms because we were feared retribution. My real name is Art Damage. That
That's
is my
right.
Christian name.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious, man.
You remember St. Art?
Earth Damage, yeah.
Earth Damage?
Chuck Steak.
Well, it's not
Chuck
my real
name. Chuck speaks for himself.
I'll cop to it. My real name is Frank. I used to be a nervous gender. You remember me? I was in Catholic discipline for a while.
Well, that wasn't mentioned in the article.
I know, but I'm copping to it now. I mean, I'm telling 15,000 people it's
right
me.
Right here on the air.
You remember my hat? You remember the folk songs about Charlotte and stuff?
From Santa Barbara to San Diego.
It's me.
It's
yeah. Yeah, swing.
Okay.
One more call. Just
okay.
One more call. This will be the last call till the end of the next set. Okay, caller, swing.
Your names are Chuck. Damage.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
don't
correct.
Forget to write to Carl Stone and tell him that. I don't know if he knows it.
I don't know if he knows we're even here.
Wait, that's right.
Actually, we're supposed to be some idiot reading Chaucer in the original Old English tonight, but we were the last-minute replacements.
I don't care.
Either do we.
Yeah, right,
okay, that's
call.
It for the phone calls right now.
All right, it looks like it's time to talk to, once again, before he leaves. You can't leave too soon, Dr. William Ledesma.
You can't get rid of him fast enough for me, Chuck.
Don't mention my name. A very valuable collection. I would not like to get mugged leaving this.
Where do you live, Doctor?
Very much.
You could tonight,
I don't want to tell you.
All right,
where I live.
Doctor, you've got one more. You have one more very rare record
yes,
you brought
I do.
Down for us tonight, the Unprovoked Attack Show.
This record is very stupid,
is this
but
one
I'm
scratched
trying to
help the last
you
one you brought in?
It's awful record. It's called She Said by a person called Hazel Atkins. I know nothing about him, and I do not wish to know anything.
No, wait, Doctor, can I ask you once again? This, I think, is of interest to our readers. Again, how much does a record like this, if you wanted to buy this, what would you pay?
You'd pay realistically about $500 in Europe.
That's about eight.
Like
that's
this.
About
Europe?
Yes, I'm only into this, as I said, for the investment.
What about like in Selma,
I cannot
Alabama?
Stand this in Selma, Alabama. I doubt if anybody would be crazy enough to spend money like that.
There is no money
they
in Selma, Alabama.
They can talk like that in Selma, Alabama. I have to record
well, it.
They
don't talk like you.
What kind of accent is that you have, Doctor?
I don't know what accent I'm
You don't
from
even know where you're from?
You've never heard your voice
no,
on tape,
well,
and you don't have any understanding how ridiculous you sound as a human.
What? This is a therapy? I don't need
why
this.
Do you wear that?
It's not
just,
therapy for us.
Why
we're trying to help
the,
you.
Why do you wear the robe and the mortarboard? I mean, I understand you're an academician and all this, but what's the deal?
Do you have any herb tea? Or...
Doctor, thank you so much. Now we want to play She Said. This is from the rare collection of Dr. Ledes.
I went out last night, and I got his stuff. When I woke up, his morning shed to see what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of the bed, pulled his hand down his eye, looked at me like a guy in Canada commodity meat. He said,
Some music that Gene brought in. Let's pull it off. You want to back announce?
Yeah, okay. First we heard Near to You by Wilbert Harrison, which is from, I think, 1962. And the guy who had Kansas City, most people know that one. And then the other one is a record I don't know very much about, other than I heard it one day on an oldies station in L.A. driving on Venice Boulevard one night. I just couldn't believe it. It's by Bonnie and Clyde. It's called I Want a Boyfriend. It's on the In Sound label, and I'm guessing it came out maybe 1966, something like this. It's a great soul record.
And then before that, we heard a little bit from the Unprovoked Attack show, which was Gene's first show, which was on KPFK in the early 80s. That character you heard was Dr. Ladass. So it was kind of the... kind of rapid fire kind of craziness you'd hear from the show. And so maybe we could go into a little information for those who don't know. Let's see. I mean, maybe we could start off with how you met Ron Spencer, because Ron Spencer obviously was the co-host on Unprovoked Attack, as well as which carried over to The Cool and the Crazy.
Right.
So maybe we could kind of go into that a little bit.
Okay. I was working at Warner Brothers Records in the late 70s, and Ron's wife was an art director who worked with me, and we got to meet each other, and we just loved all the same things, namely the Ramones and stuff like that, and we discovered we had mutual interest, and somehow we wanted to do radio. We actually tried to do, we sent a demo to K-Rock back in those days.
Was that when Rodney on the Rock?
Yeah,
was he doing his stuff?
Rodney.
Okay.
I don't like that stuff. But we had, we thought we could do it better, and we had, I can't remember the name of the show. Oh, the show was called Radio Free Hollywood. That was what it was. I did a demo for that, but they didn't respond. So then at some point, the rock critic Richard Meltzer and I went to KPFK, and we did a show about punk music and new wave that was just starting at that time. And then they had an opening where they would test people out from midnight to 4 in the morning Saturday nights on KPFK, and that's where Ron and I started.
So you guys were like a test trial?
Yeah, and it's like one of those things where they don't even tell you if you lost. Just one day they say, oh, no, the show's going to these guys. So we did about 8 or 10 shows, and that was it. But it was a lot of fun. We made friends with the show.
But in an article that you had given me, somebody was writing about the show that they were writing about The Cool and the Crazy, and something that you were quoted by saying that, Our old show, would we have evolved into that, we would have stayed on the air. Instead, we refloated anew into a more professional crew. So basically, the cool and the crazy, can you say, is more of a professional unprovoked attack or a little more polished over unprovoked attack?
Yeah, it's more polished. I mean, we were always going for slickness because we wanted to duplicate that sound of Top 40 and stuff. The problem at KPFK was it was, and you know this is different now, but it was so funky at that time that, you know, they had like taped up microphones and literally
kind of a little bit more like Kill Radio.
Yeah, but
or maybe not as bad.
Kill Radio's even better. The turntables would go off at the wrong speed, and at one point Ron and I were actually reduced to taking a reel-to-reel tape recorder and recording all the music sets, all the music for the show, and bringing it in and playing the tape recorder because you couldn't trust their turntables to go off at the speed. So then when we got to KCRW, which is really state-of-the-art, mm-hmm. with pre-production studios and a whole bunch of people to help do the show and a lot of production time, then we achieved the quote, professionalism that we wanted.
Well, let's see. I figured we'll go into a little bit of the cool and the crazy. I spent a whole week, all last week, was just like cool and the crazy and unprovoked attack. So I have a track queued up so our listeners can hear a little bit of the kind of music you'd hear on the cool and the crazy, and then you can hear their kind of bogus ads and kind of their pre-production that was thrown in, their sound bites thrown in between music. So we'll do that. And then we'll come back. We'll hear some more from Gene as well as some more craziness from his radio shows. So it's a little crazy in here in the studio today. As Gene pointed out to me, I'm the engineer as well as the disc jockey. And it sounds like we had some sound trouble. So hopefully everything is streaming out okay over there. Let's see. So you're last in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, or maybe I should say the ghettofabuluskillradio.org. You can catch me every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And most of the time, you can listen at your leisure by checking the archived shows. And again, today, you're tuning into my special show with Gene Scalati, or better known as Vic Tripp from The Cool and the Crazy. And next up is an excerpt from The Cool and the Crazy. Let's see, from February 1st, 1986.
Time Ricky Nelson's greatest hits plus Paul Morrissey film tickets only on The Cool Show. Once again, if you're wondering the last 2 weeks, do not call. Give somebody else a chance. Let's get back to the music. Okay, now from tonight's prize album, Let's Go for Two from Young Ricky.
I believe for what you say when you say you're going steady with nobody else but me. I believe for what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe to believe. I believe. Yeah, believe. Me. Well, there's one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, don't rock too slow. Move on and get toe-to-toe. We're gonna rock till we can't rock no more. I believe, do believe, I believe. Yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't miss nobody else but me. I believe what you say when you say you don't kiss nobody else but me. I believe, do believe, I believe, yeah, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're going steady with nobody else but me. Well, when you kiss me, baby, then you roll your eyes. I get a funny feeling that I'm hypnotized. Chills run all up and down my spine. Everybody that you're mine, I'm mine. I believe, do believe, yeah, believe. Oh, believe, pretty baby. Believe you can't stay there with nobody else but me. Oh, yeah.
The Cool and the Crazy gives you Double Pneumonia, back-to-back hits by the same artist from the Frostbite 500.
March.
Well, I've been waiting ever since I guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, broken-hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, brokenhearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again. Stood up, brokenhearted again.
I wish there was something I could do or say to change your mind.
Father of his country, but he'll make you scream for your mama when you see him. Now, from the producers of Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Chainsaw Cupid, comes the unspeakably shocking story of George Washington.
He started with a cherry tree, but he couldn't stop until he turned the White House red.
I cannot tell a lie. Father, I want to...
Give 'em the X, the gory story of George Washington. It's terrible, but it's true.
Starts February at selected theaters. A Gollum Globule release. Ready?
right, so there you go. There was an excerpt from The Cool and the Crazy back in February of 1986. And I guess Gene was just kind of thinking back about that. So that bit we just heard, so that was you, possibly, maybe. You're trying to remember exactly what the deal was at?
It was mainly Dick Blackburn and me and our engineer, a guy named Ted Young.
But you had written it?
Yeah, we wrote it. It was like during the time when there were, I mean, there still are lots of, you know, slasher movies, and so we thought it was around the time of George Washington's birthday, so we should have one where George Washington was an axe murderer, you know.
Well, I think that's a good way to lead into what was the actual prep time for The Cool and the Crazy, and, you know, how much of it was actually scripted and how much was live and, you know, improvising.
Well, the first things that Ron and I would do for the show is we would put the music together, and we would do a script for that so that every song was planned out. I mean, there was never anything random. It was like, three song sets, we'll intro this one, play this one, and then come out of this one. And we did that, and then we would determine roughly what we were going to do in all the breaks between those sets. And a lot of times it was just playing, you know, a spot we'd recorded, like Exene's Bongo Party.
Which we've got here.
Yeah, or some old commercial from the 50s or something. But we also had to evolve something where we had continuity. So we would write, and Ron was the main writer, we would write, you know, bits. I mean, we'd have guests on, and we'd bring them through two or three different breaks and arrive somewhere with them, hopefully. I mean, you know how it is. It doesn't always work sometimes. It just winds up nowhere sometimes. But, yeah, we did plan it all out, yeah.
But it seems like all those characters that you brought in and all those external people, you were saying earlier that maybe it was about 12 people who were contributing, or maybe even more?
No, I was wrong. I think it's probably less. I think it was more like about 8 or 10. And Dick was one of the prime people, and a guy named David Valentine, and it was largely, and Susan Barker, it was largely people who got attracted to the show and would say, "And this is great, I'll come down," and then, and Dave Stuckey was another great find, and then they worked on the show with us. They became voices and whatnot.
But it must have helped to keep up that energy, because you were talking about before how you really wanted the show to be really fast and make fast radio.
Right.
So it must have helped bringing in new voices and new people and new ideas to really keep that that energy going, because if you were doing the show for about, what, 4 years or so? Two years, three years?
Yeah, a two-hour show. Yeah.
So you really have to keep up that momentum.
Yeah, and there was a lot of prep time, as I said. It may have been like 20 hours to a show, I'm guessing, if you figured it all in, because all day Saturday would be preparation time in the studio, doing fake spots and drop-ins and stuff like that, and then the time it took to put the music together, which was a while, so it was a lot of time. And that's what eventually, I think, burned us out.
Well, what about...
the fact that nobody ever paid us.
Just out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Maybe we can just kick into some more of the music. Gene brought in a whole bunch of stuff that he loves to play or played on his show. So we have something queued up, and you wanted to give a little intro or set it up?
I don't know if we ever played this on the show. I'm not sure I knew about it. This is a great girl group record from 64, I think. The Tammies, it's called Egyptian Shumba, which I know you're going to like, because you haven't heard it yet. There's some Lou Christie involvement. I don't know if he wrote it, but I think he definitely sings on it. It's just a great wild girl group record that I think in some ways anticipates the B-52s, if nothing else. But it's a lot more than that, too. So it's Egyptian Shumba by the Tammies.
Okay, so there you go. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Gene Scalati here at killradio.org on this fine Wednesday morning. And next up is the Egyptian Shumba here at Lost in Paradise.
Second overdub, take two.
We'll be right back.
Radio.
Go, go, radio, must go.
Nikita Decay here, and golly, have we got a grooviest show.
It's a groove.
For all you swinging comrades, you'll hear all the super hits. Here's Super Hit 672.
When your stomach speaks, you forget your mind. When your mind speaks, you forget your heart. But when your heart speaks, you forget everything.
ring now.
Dungarees or Levi's. Next caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, that's my baby, no, sir, I don't mean baby, yes, sir, that's my baby now. Okay, next caller. I'm bored with that.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Come on, let's swing. Hello, hello, hello. Play here, man. Hello.
One call, this is the last call, and then we're going to go back to music. You better make this good. Oh, the hell with this. Let's go back to music. Jim Bob, it's about time to swing with music.
Sorry, folks. It's kind of hard to kill radio. I've been trying to, like, drop in sound bites from the Unprovoked Attack show and Cool and the Crazy, but we're not really set up for that type of stuff here. So let's see. We got a little bit in there. You just heard, a little bit of Unprovoked Attack. It was a little more of an edgy show, I would say, than the Cool and the Crazy, because you would have callers call in and you would kind of give them shit almost, basically, right?
That's true. I mean, I guess it had something to do with the punk rock attitude of the time. We did a lot of that, and it worked pretty well. I mean, people got in and, you know, played with us the way they should, but we didn't do it on the Cool and the Crazy, no.
But let's see. But then before that, we heard what record?
See, we heard the Chiclets doing I Want You to Be My Boyfriend, which is a great record that unfortunately was left off the recent Rhino Girl Group box.
Mm-hmm. Which is something you worked on or you wrote
for? Yeah, I wrote one of the essays, and I helped select some of the songs, too. It's a great package.
No, it is great. Yeah, it was a great song.
Before that, we heard a great record, Donald Jenkins and the Delighters, Elephant Walk, which is just a great, spooky, ethereal, sexy record. I think they may have been from Chicago. I'm not sure. And it's from, I think, 63 or 4.
And then, did we hear the Egyptian Shumba, or was that in another set?
No, we did hear Egyptian Shumba, but we talked about that.
And then starting that off, we heard as well, thrown in there was a Russian, I thought it was something that they had made up, the Russian ad, but that wasn't. You're saying that's from a record of some sort? A novelty record?
Radio Moscow by Nikita the K, which was another guy sending up top 40, I guess.
So what, that was like a drop-in record?
Yeah, it's like a novelty record at the time. I'm probably 64 or 5, something like that.
Okay, so there's a little bit, some kind of mixed bag of stuff that you're hearing here at Lost in Paradise. Things are a little crazy in here. But let's see, we want to keep going in and talking about, or at least talking to Gene about what was going on. Maybe you want to tell us what were your musical interests of the decade? I mean, unlike me, I was born in the early 80s, so I wasn't living through the kind of musical change as you were, you know, pre and post Beatles, the girl groups, garage, as well as living through the punk music, which is all this kind of stuff that you were throwing together and playing on both your shows. Maybe a little less of the punk and the aggressive stuff on the Cool and the Crazy.
Right.
But obviously your style was very eclectic, so you were trying to like bring in all these different schools of music together. So maybe there's something that you want to talk about that or throw in?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, one of the only benefits about being my age is you're old enough to have lived all this stuff in real time.
Because,
mm-hmm. I mean, I was 10 years old in 1957, so you got to hear Elvis when it was new, and then you got to hear the Beatles when they happened, and you got to live through surf music. And one of the periods you don't like at all, was when I started writing, which was in San Francisco in the psychedelic era,
oh,
so you
yes.
got that. And then all the other eras later, and including punk, which is like so important to us, because to Ron and me, that was just a continuation of sort of 50s music in a way,
mm-hmm.
50s, 60s music, and girl groups and all that sort of stuff. So we sort of tied it all together. It just seems utterly natural to us to have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are things that don't fit. There are things that we don't particularly care for, but... And there are things that I like that I don't think would have worked if we'd mixed them in. You know what I'm saying? So.
But it's interesting because you were a music critic as well as a disc jockey. So would you say that the two were kind of like feeding off each other? Because before you were doing your radio show, you were writing about music as well.
Yeah, I started writing 40 years ago this year in Frisco and wrote in the Mojo Navigator, which was one of the first you know, rock and roll magazines, and Cream, Crawdaddy, pardon me. And, yeah, but they basically, the, doing a radio show or writing about it just springs from the same place as you do in a show. It springs from the love of the music. That's
right.
What you care about, and that's even why I got into the business, because you wanted to be next to the sound.
So, yeah.
You know, and I had done a little bit of radio in college, briefly in 65-6, but...
So you had some experience before getting into Unprovoked Attack in 79?
Yeah, a tiny bit, yeah.
Tiny bit?
Yeah. But mainly it's from listening to people that I so loved growing up. And then hearing air checks of other people later, too.
Do we want to throw something on? Is there somebody in particular I can just throw in here?
Oh, you
an
want?
An air check, yeah.
Sure. There's two I brought. And this one is about a two-minute excerpt. From,
tell us who it is.
Okay, this guy's my hero. He's long dead. His name was Bob Mitchell, and he came from Philadelphia and was in San Francisco from about 1960 to about 1965, and then later went on to KHJ as Bobby Tripp. And he and Tom Donahue had Autumn Records. They discovered Sly Stone. They produced Come On and Swim by Bobby Freeman. They had hits with the Bo Brummels. And a whole lot of things. This is an excerpt of him, I think it's coming out of a Shirelles record, talking a little bit, and then going into a Miracles record. And to me, what's compelling about it is just the authority that he has and how much he seems to dig the music. It's so compelling to me, it makes me want to stand up and salute when I hear it. So this is Bobby Mitchell from December 1961 on KYA in San Francisco.
Okay, well, that's great. Just so our listeners know, you're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and Gene Scalati here at killradio.org.
Baby, it's you.
Fierce man, real fierce. Probably the next number one song. Now the Shirelles and Baby. It's YOU 22 in front of 6 now from Knob Hill. Bobby Mitchell on America's number one popular music station, Radio KYA, where we run the jockey races, and where next time we do it, the jackpot is worth 3 Radio KYA dollars. 45 Radio KYA degrees in San Francisco. Never have you bought so much for your Christmas shopping dollar as you can at your Bay Area 88-cent stores. For example, you can save $1.62 on 2 3-roll gift wrap packs, 26 inches wide, 218 inches long, $1.25 value, now 2 for just 88 cents. And you can save $1.62 now on this fine quality gift wrapping paper, 2 3-roll packs, just 88 cents. The easiest store in the world to shop. Every item, one price, 88 cents. So shop tonight until 9, tomorrow and Sunday till 6. 88-cent stores at 2673 Mission in San Francisco, 20th and Telegraph, Oakland, and 441 Cumberland in Pittsburgh. The ace of the week. It's new and it's by the Miracles. Dig it.
What's so good about goodbye? All it does is make you cry.
Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold.
Hey, last night on my TV show, I dug Wyatt Earp, and here I goes.
Thank